Welcome to another edition of Living an Ultra Life. So this week I want to talk to you about friends. We all got them. I'm going to tell you a tale about two friends that have been hanging around with me most of my life. Some of you may recognize these friends. Friends should always lift us. When you're around friends that leave you when you need them the most and they kind of leave you downtrodden and wondering if you're really a human being or not, that's probably not the best friend to be with. I've got these two friends I've been hanging out with pretty much my whole life. They seem to be a constant in life no matter what I'm doing, where I'm going, or who's around me. When I was dating my wife, they'd show up at the most inopportune times, just kind of wiggle their way into the conversation. After we got married, they showed up more and more, and it seemed my new wife had the same two friends. They often interfered in what we were trying to do. We tried to start a multi-level marketing business. There they were. We get out of the multi-level marketing business because now we're dead broke, and we begin ministry school. Yeah, they showed up again. We finished ministry school while holding down full-time jobs, and we started part-time ministry. They show up again. And, you know, it's not like they left. These two friends are always just hanging around, you know, dragging us down. And they're just, it's weird, you know? I mean, they're just always there. Well, I thought I'd shaken these two friends by going into full-time mission work. I mean, yeah, leave, go all the way to the other side of the earth, and your friends can't show up, right? I was doing something I had experience with. I had doing something on the mission field I loved doing. I was helping people start businesses. I was encouraging them to be at their best. I was in my element. And I didn't even sense these friends being around because there I am. I'm just doing all these things that are just natural to me and I'm loving it. And as long as I kept doing my gifted work, my two friends didn't show up to cause trouble, it seemed like. But then I began working in an area I didn't have the gift to do, and my two friends showed up. I mean, like in a really, really fierce way, these two friends show up, and I'm taking on all this responsibility I shouldn't have, and I go from being at peace doing something that I love to a world of absolute conflict. And I'm taking on duties for which I didn't really have a gift, but somebody needed to do it, right? And you're the one there. The next thing you know, we ended up back in the United States, depressed, really not in a good place. So what we did was we kind of dosed our depression and our feeling of complete failures. We dosed it with liberal doses of glasses of wine, food, and it seemed like everything I tried to do, the harder I tried to be a success at life, these two jokers would just show up and they'd noodle their way into whatever I was doing. I was pretty successful at sales. And these two jokers, they'd show up. Sooner or later, all the hard work I was doing seemed to go poof, disappear in a skinny instant, and I'm trying to figure out what to do next. These two friends, I mean, they were the ruin of me, and I knew I had to figure out what to do. So here I am, I'm overweight, I'm out of shape, I'm in debt up to my earlobes. I desperately am trying to ditch these two friends. And I had figured out that a lifetime of hanging out with these two friends wasn't getting me anywhere. All was doing was cause me a lifetime of failure and future failure. And all I could see was a lifetime of these two leaving me with images of ruin and despair. So one day I went running. I thought about taking up biking, but due to the expense of buying a bike and all the gear it takes and everything, running seemed like a less expensive route, and I'm cheap. And what I found out when I was out running was I found out that I like to run. That it gives me this feeling of release and it gives me a feeling of peace, and that all the struggles in my mind, they just sort of drifted away. Well, these two friends, they'd like to show up as I was getting ready to go out for a run. They would tell me all the reasons why it wasn't a good idea to go running today. It's too dark out. They'd both declare. One of my friends would say, "You're a klutz. You'll probably fall over something and break your head wide open in the dark, and hours later somebody might find you." And this other friend would say, "You know, you don't live in the best neighborhood. And only bad people are out in the early morning dark like this. You're going to get robbed and they're going to steal everything you have." Now, the one friend was mostly right. I can trip over a crack in the sidewalk. I have done this many times. But every time I stepped out the door, his kind of story and his doubt and fear that he was just so into me kind of got invalid because I'd just go out and run. And I was totally at peace. I didn't live in the greatest area. I lived in a large city, and you know how it is in large cities. Doesn't matter how early you go out for a run, there's always cars around. My other friend, you know, the one that was telling me I'm probably going to get mugged, well, he was probably right too. But everything I had on consisted of shorts, t-shirt, socks, and my bouncy kangaroo boots. So it wasn't like I had a lot of valuables on. Maybe they wanted to steal the key to the house that I kept tied around one of the buckles of my boots. I don't know. But the more I ran and the more at peace I became with who I was becoming, something really extraordinary happened. I would leave the house. I'd go on an early morning run. My two friends were still there, still sort of hanging out. But I couldn't hear their voices as loudly. And it's not all to do with me being hard of hearing. Their voices seemed to fade into the background as I ran. They were still there. You know, I towed the line at the start of a race. First mile, those two jokers would be drifting in and out, and they'd tell me I'm never going to finish. But you know what? It just got harder and harder to hear their voice. When I towed my line for the first 100-mile race, I knew they were there. But it was hard to hear their voice because I had already done so much. Now, I know you're probably thinking I'm a total whack job. I am, but it's okay. And you're probably thinking, why would you hang out with these two friends if they don't seem to be helping you succeed in life? Why would you carry two friends like this around your whole lifetime? And the truth is, if we're willing to admit it, we all carry these two friends around with us a lot. My two friends, they have pretty recognizable names, and I'm sure if you're willing to admit it, you have two friends pretty much the same as these two jokers. See, these two friends are named Doubt and Fear. Doubt is always hanging around telling me all the excuses why I can't do something. Oh, you don't want to attempt to run 100 miles in one shot. You've got weak knees. You've never done anything like this. Doubt comes up with every reason why not to try something. And then when you're in the midst of it, comes up with every sane reason to stop doing it. Doubt is a pretty lousy friend because doubt can't encourage me to do great things. He can only give me every reason why it's not a good idea. Fear, on the other hand, doesn't so much speak as draw pictures. Every time I decide to attempt something extraordinary, fear would show up and paint a picture of a result that I was sure to really end in disaster. Fear showed up as I lost weight, continually painting a picture of me getting hurt running and gaining all the weight back. When I had to have ear surgery and couldn't run for 6 weeks, fear was right there as a constant companion. Fear would paint pictures of my waistline expanding again and my ear never healing enough to go for a run. Fear was there showing me how my eardrum was going to burst and my brains were going to leak out the massive hole if I dared to go running again after surgery. Fear's like that artist you see at museums where you want to go, yuck, but you hang out trying to figure out the value of that particular piece of art hanging out in an art museum. I did that recently at a Salvador Dali museum. You got to go to the Salvador Dali Museum in St. Petersburg sometime and just kind of walk around the museum and go, huh? What the heck is this guy trying to paint? But see, fear paints pictures you can't get out of your head and paints pictures like plane crashes and you splattered all over the side of the mountain. The biggest thing is neither one of these friends is going to help us draw closer to who we could become. So why carry them? I think we carry them mostly because they're comfortable. Fear and doubt are like that easy chair you sink into and you let the cares and the worries of this life fade away. Doubt and fear are two companions that don't seem to get us closer to becoming extraordinary like we were designed. They're so comfortable because they allow us to justify why we don't attempt great things until we do. Then that moment happens where we step out and we decide that no matter what these two jokers are saying or painting in our mind, we are going to go out and attempt great things. Because the moment it gets harder to hear their voices and see the pictures they're painting in our minds is the moment that we have dropped these two friends by the side of the road and we have resolved that we're not going to pick them back up again. They may still try to come in the picture, but we're not going to purposely allow doubt and fear to dwell in our lives. And that is the moment when you begin to live the full life that you were promised. That's what living in an ultra life is all about. Living an ultra life is saying, you know what? I am going to leave doubt and fear back here, and I'm going to go attempt something great. I am not going to settle for anymore. I'm going to go out and attempt great things. Because I know I was designed for greatness. I know that when my Creator created me, He breathed the breath of life in me, and He said, go do more than what I did. Doubt and fear can't exist in the same atmosphere as these two new friends I want to encourage you to pick up. These two new friends can propel you to places you've never gone before. They can help you do things you've never even dreamt that you could do before. These two friends aren't going to leave you in the dump. They're not going to paint pictures of things you cannot do. They're going to paint pictures of things you can do. They're going to whisper in your ear and they're going to tell you, do it. Go for it. Don't hold back. They're gonna tell you things like, don't settle for that. You were created for this. See, these two friends, these are the kind of friends you hold on tight, because friends are supposed to lift us, not drag us down. So when you allow your friends to drag you down, all you're doing is you're resolving to be like everybody else. But when you take on these two new friends, oh man, life really begins to be full. Because these two new friends, they're never going to make you feel like dirt. They're always going to make you feel like a king or a queen. They're always going to make you feel like you are absolute royalty, like you are the best that they've ever experienced. These two friends, they're amazing. These lifelong friends, they're going to make doubt and fear seem like a really stupid move. These two friends are going to be your best friends for life. I'm asking you to go find two new friends. Their names are Faith and Courage. And when you find Faith, what you find is you find the words that say, you are created for greatness. When you find Courage, the pictures that get painted in your mind are incredible. You'll see the most beautiful sunrises. You'll see the most beautiful sunsets. You'll stand on the top of the most incredible mountains. You'll be out on a beach with waves crashing in like nothing you've ever seen, because Courage painted the picture for you to go out and dare to be great. All I'm telling you to do this week is look at your friends. Are they lifting you or are they dragging you down? If they're lifting you, you are going to become what you're created to be. Check your friends. Find faith and courage. Go out and do great things and live an ultra life. That's it for this week's episode of Living an Ultra Life. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.